This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form a new government at the centre. The swearing-in ceremony will be held tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi met the President yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi said that the NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. On the occasion of the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers tomorrow, leaders from India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. The External Affairs Ministry said that Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Seychelles Vice President Ahmed Afif and Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina are slated to attend the swearing-in ceremony in New Delhi. Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth, Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kumar Dahal Prachand and Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay will also attend the ceremony. The ministry further said that in addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of this month. The swearing-in ceremony will take place near Vijayawada. NDA senior leaders and chief ministers of neighbouring states are expected to attend the ceremony. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the chief minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014. NDA allies, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena and Bharatiya Janata Party swept the assembly polls, winning 164 of the 175 assembly seats. The CBI has filed its final charge sheet in connection with land for jobs scam, allegedly involving former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others. The special court has listed the matter on July 6th for consideration on the charge sheet. Earlier, on October 4, 2023, the court had granted bail to Lalu Prasad, Bihar's former Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav, Rabdi Devi and others concerning a fresh charge sheet in the alleged land for job scam case. In another case, the CBI also filed a supplementary charge sheet against VRS leader K. Kavita before a Delhi court in the liquor policy case. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja posted the case for hearing on July 6th. The court extended Kavita's judicial custody till June 21st. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the passing away of prominent media personality and founder of E-Nadu Group, Ramoji Rao. He passed away in Hyderabad this morning. He was 87. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of Mr. Rao, India has lost a titan of the media and entertainment sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Rao was a visionary who revolutionized Indian media. He said that his rich contributions have left an indelible mark on journalism and the world of films. Three people have died and six injured in a massive fire that broke out at a factory in Delhi's Narela industrial area in the wee hours. Speaking to Akashvani News, the fire department said that a call was received at 3:38 a.m. and 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The fire officials further said that the injured have been taken to the nearest hospital. The officials said that prima facie, it was found that the blaze started after a gas leak from one of the pipelines that supplied gas to burners used for roasting moong dal. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh beat Sri Lanka by 2 wickets at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Texas, US this morning. Batting first, Sri Lanka made 124 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the victory target, Bangladesh scored 125 for 8 in 19 overs. In another match, Afghanistan won by 84 runs against New Zealand at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Batting first, Afghanistan made 159 for 6 in 20 overs. In reply, Kiwi were all out scoring 75 runs in 15.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.